AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Tropical storm Hermine is regaining strength, growing toward hurricane status as it slowly moves away from the North Carolina coast. Bridges along and near North Carolina's Outer Banks have reopened after the strong winds subsided. In Florida, Governor Rick Scott says one of Hermine's main impacts came in the form of power outages.
As you can imagine, this is the number one issue people are telling me about. I mean, every place I've been, whether it's Tallahassee or Cedar Creek or Steinhatchee, that's what they're saying is power.
At an economic summit in China, President Obama is turning attention to the Islamic State group, consulting with the leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges at home. Speaking in Hangzhou, Obama also said the U.S. and China are aware it's important for both countries to take the lead on climate change efforts.
We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing, both the United States and China. We're leading by example.
President Obama says America has been making great strides and been made great by its workers, and we need to build on a legacy of workers' rights.
I know we're in the heat of a more raucous political season than usual, but we can't get so distracted by the latest bluster that we lose sight of the policies that will actually help working families get ahead. The truth is, that's what's caused some of the frustration that's roiling our politics right now.
He spoke in his weekly media address in the Republican address. Alabama Congressman Bradley Brine says many federal programs designed to help those in need aren't working.
We've spent trillions of dollars over the last 50 years in the so-called war on poverty, $800 billion this year alone. And yet during that time, the percentage of our people living in poverty has hardly changed.
This is AP Radio News. At the Vatican, the sound of a choir singing during Mass for volunteers and charity workers in St. Peter's Square. Correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports Pope Francis has urged people to engage in volunteer work in a speech to thousands of lay volunteers and charity workers from around the world.
The gathering was so that the Pope could encourage them to do more volunteerism. His whole papacy has been pushing that idea. Basically, it was a way for him to say thank you for those who have done it and encourage more people not to turn a blind eye to those who are hungry, those who are poor, those who are exploited.
Pope Francis denounced what he called the modern-day sin of indifference to hunger, exploitation, and other suffering, while commending the example of Mother Teresa on the eve of a sainthood ceremony for the nun who cared for India's poor. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.